Kids learn really important stuff in kindergarten. One of the biggest things they learn is showing up. It matters a lot for their education that they make it to school every day. Los Angeles, the nation's second largest school district, is taking kindergarten attendance seriously, targeting kids who are missing 10 or 20 or 30 or even more days of that crucial first year. Deepa Fernandez reports from our member station KPCC.
Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Hugo Villavicencio is a bouncy, effervescent man. And right now, he's a man with a single mission: reverse the tardy attendance of kindergartners at one South LA elementary school.
You know why I'm here?
Yes.
Why am I here?
Prizes.
Prizes? For whom?
Somebody beats here every day.
The boys and girls who have been here every day, and I want to thank
you. He's holding court in front of a room of kindergartners. Well, actually, they're kind of fixated on his brightly colored treasure box, and he's picking winners from a bunch of popsicle sticks with the kids' names on them.
And the first person is Lamaya. What happened to Lamaya?
She's absent.
Winter colds, extended trips to families' home countries, and even unusual work schedules for parents are reasons why attendance in kindergarten is a big problem at Weems Elementary School.
It takes them 4 days on average to catch up on what they might have missed on one day. That means that in a whole school year, a student should not be absent more than 7 times. Unfortunately for this school, we had less than half of the kids reaching that goal.
And so Villavicencio's job is solely focused on kindergarten attendance. Mr. V, as the kids know him, has finished handing out his prizes for perfect attendance. Now he's on to his second strategy: peer pressure inside each class to get every kid to show up every day.
Sorry for the interruption, but guess what I'm bringing back?
And the winner gets a trophy.
You guys got it back. Mr. Burnett had it for 5 whole days, but your attendance was so good last week that I have to bring this back to the champions for the week.
So what are you looking at right here?
I'm looking at the attendance performance meter from last year's data, and I'm analyzing the way that we have been so far this school year. And the lowest point was December. December was the month when we had 52% attendance.
January is not much better. Across LA, the problem is huge. In 2012, almost 10,000 kids were chronically absent from kindergarten. Last school year, it improved, but just a bit. It's now mid-morning, and the other part of his job is underway. Mr. V begins his round of calls to parents of absent kids.
This is Mr. Villavicencio calling you from Weems Elementary.
Turns out it's a wrong number, which is not unusual, he tells me. Pay-as-you-go phones are common for the very low-income families here, and numbers change constantly.
This is Mr. Villavicencio. We just spoke on Friday.
Mr. V is slumped in his chair, his hand cradling his head.
She has missed more than 30 days, correct?
As he's about to call another parent, one mum he's been trying to reach, Zaida Ayala, shows up. Her son started kindergarten, but almost immediately began missing days.
Well, I live far, and I don't have transportation. I would always come and bike to come and drop him off in the mornings.
So basically, it's pretty hard because you don't have a car?
Yes.
Ayala's had a lot of conversations with Mr. V about her son's attendance. I ask her,
what do you think when they say to you, that the research shows that if you miss a lot of kindergarten, you'll probably drop out of school?
That does kind of scare me. Earlier, when he used to miss a lot, my son would tell me, oh, mommy, you have to take me to school every day.
Ayala herself did not finish high school. She says she wants her son to do better than she did. So she's looking for a job so she can buy a car. The day's not over yet. One last tour through the classrooms for Mr. V. One last shot to get kids to show up the next day.
Remember, come to school every day. Boys and girls, thank you very much.
Bye, Mr. V.
And with that, he's out. For NPR News, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Los Angeles.